We are live.
Boom! What's happening, y'all? Today we got a very, 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 very special treat for you. So normally it is the co-host, my beautiful co-host Daryl and myself, but today we have a special guest, Kayvon. And this guy's amazing. I had a podcast about a couple years ago that was much different than this podcast. And it was when I was stuck in you know, just having to hustle and grind, and it came from a very negative place. And but Kayvon allowed me to interview him and share some of his time and energy. And now with this podcast, we want to wake you guys up to how fucking awesome you are. And absolutely, I think a good way to do that, and we're trying to hit you from all different angles. And one of those angles is just introducing you to people who are living an empowered life, right? Just to show you, like, hey, it's possible. There are other people out there. Like, it's not crazy. It's not super difficult. In fact, it's very, very easy, right? Following your excitement, following your bliss. It feels good. And yeah, Kayvon, if you want to introduce yourself, man.
Yo, what's going on, people? My name is Kayvon. Like, you know, Dante said, I was on a podcast about a year and a half ago, and a lot of things have changed since then. So I'm really excited to be on this podcast and hear what you guys have been up to. I can hear the excitement in your voice. I can hear how much better you've gone at podcasting. So that's exciting just to hear that, and the way your tonality is and the way you talk and all the things that you guys have done. So I'm a YouTuber. I'm a coach. You know, I also hustle, I guess you could say. I hustle a little bit too. I've had a lot of different jobs. I've been a yoga teacher, an insurance salesman, a salesperson. So I've done bartending. I've done all walks of life. And I can tell you, it doesn't matter. As long as you like it, that's what you have to be.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. I love
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Completely. Daryl, awesome. Kick us off, man. I've been hogging the mic here.
Oh, man.
Give direction. Let's go somewhere.
I love it. I love it. And I think the general theme that I'm getting from you is just you're following your highest excitement level.
Yeah, I just follow wherever life takes me. I'm the kind of guy that doesn't really think about what he wants to do. It just it feels right. I go after it. A lot of times it doesn't lead to where I think I want to go, but you know what? I feel like in the end, I always gain something from it. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that you don't necessarily have to be where you think you need to be, because no matter what, life's going to give you a lesson. It's up to you to find that lesson no matter where you are, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you're in a shitty situation. Maybe you need to be in that shitty situation to learn how to appreciate life better. A lot of times, I remember, like, 2 years ago, I was like, I feel too privileged, and I asked life to give me suffering, and I wasn't expecting it to, like, respond, and boom, it just gave me tons of suffering, and I wasn't even ready for it, but, you know, like, and I went through, like, some depression, all those things, like, I put on a...
Yo, Kayvon, you there?
I mean, appreciate everything. I had so much more, and, like, every single day, it's like, you might not wake up feeling the best, but you're just like, all right, I'm alive, I'm still here, like, I feel good.
Hey, man, bro. Hey, yo. So let me ask you this. When life hit you with that suffering period, did you have the realization that manifestations are really, really natural? Like, there's no effort involved. It's just normal. Just pops up.
You know, I don't, you know, I feel like that has some truth to it, but I feel like there is effort involved. You can't just, like, not think it, right? You're still putting some type of energy out there, and just because it's not physical doesn't mean it's not draining, right? Like, I think what happens, what a lot of people don't realize, is they wish for it so much. And because they're wishing for it, they're doubting the universe. And the universe is like, oh, I'm not going to give it to you yet. You don't trust it. And then they let go. Like, I felt like I'd let go and I forgot about it. And when I forgot about it, those thoughts in my subconscious manifest in reality. If that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't aware that those thoughts I thought 6 months ago are going to come up now. Like, I wasn't ready for it. So it kind of shocked me. I wasn't ready for the manifestation to happen like a year later, because sometimes that's how it works. Other times it's instantaneously, just about how much you believe.
That's phenomenal, dude. I love that. When do you think, let's go a different direction. What's your view on like work ethic and hustle? I mean, that's a big thing with like Gary Vaynerchuk, entrepreneurship in general. What's your outlook on work, and how do you approach work in terms of business and furthering, you know, your financial, you know, your abundance?
I mean, maybe it's the wrong viewpoint, but this is where I'm at. I feel like, you know, work is part of what you need to do. It doesn't have to feel like work. I guess that's where, like, I think the shift is it doesn't need to be called work. It just can be called living life and doing what you love. And I think, you know, if it feels like it's hard work, sometimes you need to put that grind time in. Like, it's not like every day I love to shoot videos, but like every day I like to see the results of those videos. I like to see it completed, right? Like, sometimes it's super enjoyable. Sometimes I'm like, damn, this is really frustrating. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, nothing's turning out the way I want it to. So the way I view work is like, if you have a big goal, it's not about work. It's about action. Like, you can't just think something and not take action. I think a lot of people think the law of attraction, just think something and it's supposed to just manifest. And it's like, you think that the universe will put things out there for you to see and give you opportunities, but you still have to go out there and find them. You know what I mean? You can't just lay in your bed and go, I'm going to be a billionaire, and just lay there for 3 years and all of a sudden become a billionaire. I don't think that's how it works. You know, life likes to see you try.
So it's like a combination, you're saying. It's a combination of feeling good, being in a positive state, but also taking action and making sure the action is not coming from a negative desperation. Oh, I got to survive, but coming from a place of, fuck yeah, this is awesome. We're making
this. Yeah, like, I want to do this. I want to go take action. I want to go, like, to work out. I want to go learn more about this. Because, like, I don't know, for me, I love learning. So it doesn't feel like sometimes that I'm working, I'm like, oh, I want to learn more about how to edit. I want to learn more about fitness. I want to learn more how to help people. Then other times it's not so much that, but I just remember my person, like, I'm not doing this for me. You know, I'm doing this for other people, like, you know, to help other people. And sometimes you have to sacrifice just a little bit sometimes to help other people as well. And whether that's time, like right now, we're sacrificing our time, but not really, right? We're having fun, but still we're giving away an hour of our day to help other people out, to give other people knowledge, or just to help each other out, right?
100%. Go ahead, Daryl. Ask some questions, bro.
Yes, sir. Well, I wanted to talk about, like, that whole concept of, like, sitting in your bed and expecting to be a billionaire. I do believe that is possible, but it takes a massive amount of work to change your mindset to think that it's possible. Because if you're laying in bed all day thinking you're going to get rich and you don't really think it's going to work, like, if you don't really believe it, then absolutely it's not going to work. But what happens to the person who actually does believe that they're going to get rich by sitting in bed all day? What do you think about that?
I think that's one of those things that I'm just not fully there yet. I mean, I see where you're coming from, though, because if you're sitting in that bed and you imagine it and you would fully believe it, who knows? Maybe someone will bring a camera and go, this is the guy who laid in bed in 3 years, and all of a sudden becomes a viral sensation. You know, you never know how it could happen. Like, I see where you're coming from, but the way I see it is, like, a lot of people lay in that bed and they expect just the thought alone is going to change their entire life. And it is. Like, if you start having positive thinking and you're coming from a negative place, of course your life's going to improve from where it was, because you're in a really shitty, dark place, and now you're in a place where you feel good. And from that feel good place, you're able to take actions that are going to have better results, right? When you take actions, when you feel good, they tend to lead to more opportunities because people want to be around that. Life likes to reward that, right? Life likes to reward that feel good behavior. But in my opinion, you can't just sit still and expect life to just do all these things for you. Like, I think your concept too is, like, that person's not sitting still. They're in bed using tons of mental energy. Like, that's a different thing. That guy is spending hours meditating every day, manifesting. It's different than just laying in bed going, one thought, all right, 3 years later. That's what I was trying to say. You can't just sit there and do nothing.
Yes, I see. And that's very true, because your belief systems have to be aligned. And most people, they're working on half beliefs, half truths. Because at all times, you are 100% trusting in something. Right? Even if you have, like, a half truth, that's still 100% trusting in the doubt. So I see exactly where you're coming from. In terms of spirituality, man, name some trippy experiences that you've had, man, because I've had some trippy shit happen to me, brother.
I mean, I remember the first podcast that I did with Dante, I told him about my shroom trip in Coachella and how that changed my entire perspective on life and how it gave me confidence. And that was a pretty trippy experience. Like, I think when we talk about spiritual experiences, yeah, man, I don't know if I have, like, these deep, crazy ones. Like, I don't want to go into psychedelic drugs because those are induced spiritual experiences. So there's still spiritual experiences, right? But those are induced. When I think spiritual experiences, I'm thinking, like, you know, for instance, I have my roommate and he went to Vietnam and he had a very big spiritual experience where he met this guy who connected with his higher self and for 3 hours had a conversation with him and kind of told him everything he knew about his life. And he came back a different man. I feel like that's one of the spiritual experiences where you don't expect that. So for me, one of the biggest spiritual experiences I had was when I went to coaching school, man. I learned to let go. I learned to be vulnerable. That was an extreme scary thing for me. I didn't like having my public image tarnished. I didn't want to look like, you know, that vulnerable crybaby guy. I had this tough guy image I was trying to portray or thinking that I needed to portray. I think learning to let go of that, like, it just changed who I was completely, because I learned that, like, it's okay to be myself. It's okay to be a little bit vulnerable. It's okay to cry every once in a while. Like, doesn't mean you should be crying all the time, like, complaining about life. But if you feel like in the moment that's what needs to come out, it needs to come out. And I feel like that was a big turning point in my life, because it made me relate to people more, maybe more relatable people. And so I wasn't this, like, scary person that they couldn't approach anymore. I was like, hey, this guy's human. Hey, this guy has feelings. Hey, this guy's just like me. And I try to do that in my YouTube videos. I share my pain. I share what I have to go through. I share my struggles and addictions, hoping that it'll help others. And I didn't expect responses, but I feel like people respond well to that. They respond well to when you show your weak sides as well.
Dude, I fucking love that. Two things. So number one, yeah, 100%. There's guys you see on some channels where it's so like manufactured. You know, it's not organic. It's not natural. You can't really resonate with it because it's like almost – there's a barrier between them, like, caring about their self-image or trying to put on a certain front. And then that prevents not only your best shit from coming out, right? Your best experiences, your best insights, but it prevents the audience from connecting with you on a deep level and actually being able to absorb that information at a greater degree. Number one. Number two, I think it's fucking amazing, dude. Like, you saying, you know, you came from that background, you had some of that tough guy stuff. Like, I had a lot of, you know, like, trying to be the cool guy, you know? And we have some vestiges of that energy within us. But the cool thing about that is it allows us to connect to people and allows us like a greater depth in perception when we're working with people, whether it be, you know, students, clients, when we're coaching somebody, when we're just sharing videos, we can share it from that perspective. And because we understand that, we're in touch with that part of ourselves. We've kind of healed it. We've you know, maybe not fully, but we've healed it to a very great degree that now we can use it as power. It's no longer something limiting us or holding us back. I think that's amazing, man. So I'm props, dude. Like, I fucking love that about you. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, something I'm curious about, you know, you guys talked about manifestations. I'm wondering, like, what's something in your guys' life that's like has come to fruition, a thought that you didn't think would come to life that just came to life, like, you know, a manifestation that just happened.
Oh, I got a story for you. All right. Precursor. This story is not what we're expecting. All right. This is just you said a manifestation that just thought and just came to life. So this is my recent story. I went to downtown, and I live in a kind of small town in Florida. So, you know how you have a big town, like a small downtown?
Yeah.
And you have to drive like 40 minutes to get to the big one? Well, I wasn't in the mood for driving, so I just drove to the small one. And I'm just walking around, brother, you know, just having a fun time being in the vortex. And I look around, and I see these two ladies just chilling there. And, you know, they have the drink at the bar, and I'm wondering, maybe I should go talk to them. I look at them. I try to feel out their energy. I'm like, they don't really seem like people like that I want to intertwine with, right? So I kind of walk away, and I overhear the conversation, and they're literally talking about using the bathroom. They're literally talking about poop, the whole conversation. And I spent an undue amount of energy focusing on that conversation. I was like, because I couldn't wrap my head around it, right? Why would someone wake up in the morning, drive to work, go to work, and then get off work and go to the bar and talk about shit? I just couldn't comprehend why someone would do that. So I just kept on thinking. I'm like, man, something got to be up with them. So then I go in my car and I call Dante, right? And then I tell him the story. I'm like, dude, these two ladies were talking about poop. He's like, well, that's weird, man. I'm like, yeah, it's trippy. it was so trippy. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's trippy. So then I'm trying to go to bed. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and lo and behold, I have to use a bathroom. And it's not just a normal bathroom. I have to really, really, really go. And why? I spend an undue amount of energy focusing on that thought.
That's true. I get what you're saying. When you focus on something for long enough, it tends to appear in your life, whether it's good or bad.
What 100? And the one that connects Daryl and I, both of us, We were both in a similar position spiritually, right? Where we wanted to, we both kind of awakened to a deeper level of like what we are, you know, some of our past trauma and pain, what our purpose is, why we're actually here. And we kind of let go of a lot of preconceptions and self-image. And we met like literally at the perfect time. And I don't know, it's been like maybe a month we've known each other. We've been working every single day together, recording live streams, podcasts, ideas, growing things, shifting things, ideas for products in the future, like laying a fucking killer foundation for something amazing that's going to help a ton of people. Like that in and of itself, that's a fucking manifestation where I'm just like, that wasn't planned. Like, what are the fucking chances of that? Like, that's insane.
I mean, that reminds me of something that I had never told you, a little story that, like, you know, me and you met and I was on your podcast, right? And at the time, I just started my YouTube channel like maybe a month and a half ago, and I was putting out videos.
Congratulations on your milestone, by the way, bro. That's fucking awesome.
I appreciate it. 2.5K, yeah, which is crazy because 4 months ago was at 1K. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wrote down the next day, I wrote goal 2.5, and, like, I set it for December. Yeah, I came a month late, but, like, who cares? Like, that's why I'm letting people know. Like, sometimes you have to. It's not that it's not coming. You just got to change your expectation. You got to realize the universe will give it to you. You can't be so demanding. Like, I need it this day, this time. Like if you watch the Law of Attraction video, like, you know, the guy who made a cup of soup or whatever that thing's called. You guys know what I'm talking about? Soup for the soul. Yeah. He said 100K in a year. He's like, well, I got 97K in a year. Am I going to say the universe doesn't work because of that? He's like, no, I just, like, you know, I just needed a little bit more time. Like, that's kind of like one thing. But another thing I was going to say was, that time, I remember I started following you on Instagram, and you were posting, like, you know how you are. You post all the time. You don't give a fuck. You just do whatever you want. And you just post it. And I remember, like, one thing you posted, it was like, you know, like, my mentor told me that, like, blogs are dead. Blogging is for the future. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll start making more videos. And I didn't, like, you know, like, I didn't really think that had a huge impact on me. When I think back on that, I think it really influenced the way I was like, all right, I'm going to start making more videos. And because of that small, tiny little clip, it made me produce a lot more videos, which have helped me get better editing. And who knows, it might have contributed to this growth of my channel. For sure did. So it's crazy how you never know, like, a small chance, a small little thing can change your entire life.
Damn, bro. I'm just humbled and just fucking, like, just excited that I was able to contribute 1% to what you're doing, man. That's fucking epic. For real. And you're right, man. Something Daryl and I were talking over the phone yesterday was the power of perspective, man. And just the way people, the way you, right, or Daryl, or anybody listening, the way you word things, the way you, the emotion you have behind it, your tonality, like, the vibe, everything, even through audio, right? It doesn't have to be in person. It can give you a different perspective or a deeper insight. And that's, like, everybody has inherent value. Like, you can't knock anybody. Like, everything has value and everything is able to give you a lesson. And it's just fucking cool, man. Yeah, I don't know. Didn't have a fucking point to that, but
No. Actually, that actually relates to something else. So I was listening to training videos for my insurance because I'm going into life insurance. Going to be selling that. That's how I'm going to make my financial gains to fuel my dreams. Because it's for me, it's like, you know, I like to have my independence. I don't like to answer to anybody. So to set my own schedule, to go and do it my own time. That's why I found that. But so I was listening to that thing. And he was like, listen, like, you need to come to the trainings. And the reason why you need to come to trains, because every time you miss it, that might be that small piece of information that could have changed your entire life. And if you're the kind of person, this is where it really hit me. So if you're the kind of person who's already killing it, then you need to come to training because someone needs to hear something from you. You have something that's going to change someone else's entire life. And I was like, whoa, like, it doesn't matter if you, like, know it all. Like, someone needs to learn something from you. So by you not being there, you're robbing them of their dream. And then it becomes no longer about yourself. It becomes about the whole. It comes about the group as a whole. And I think that's really big when people think of it that way. Because if you think of just yourself, people are inherently selfish. That's okay. But you're never going to go far if you're only focusing on just you. You have to focus on the community. Like, humans aren't meant to be by themselves. People go into deep depression when they're by themselves all the time. Like, you need social interaction. So I think that if you're able to contribute by just being there, by just being on the call, you have a duty to do it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. This word selfish, man, like, me and Daryl have been talking about this for a while. It's so demonized in our culture and society, man. Like, selfish, it's such a negative thing. But we're not saying be selfish as in fuck people over and take. We mean selfish in terms of you need to be selfish with feeling good and making sure you're living every single day in an empowered state. And through that, you're going to want to give and help people, man. It's compounding because not only does it improve your state of being, you feel good, which raises the quality of actions you're going to take. Because when you feel good, you want to go work out. You want to go read that book. You're in an empowered state. It's like, it's effortless to fucking, it just makes sense to go do these things. Number one. Number two, the other person, you're helping them. And, like, hearing that, dude, like, even if it was just one fucking half percent point that I helped you, I'm like, fuck, that makes me feel so fucking good, dude. And I'm just like, it gives me momentum to speed things up and keep it going and help more people. And like, how can I help Kayvon further?
Hey, Dante.
Like, I'm going to fucking, oh my God, I'm going to make so much goddamn fire content from this. Just spread it everywhere. Tell everyone to go fucking follow him. He's the shit. Go watch fucking five of his videos immediately. It's compounding, bro. Like, when you give, you also receive. It's just this fucking law of attraction.
And also, like, something that's very impactful is, I've been saying this on IGTV for so long, man. When you are authentically yourself, you are giving other people so much gifts. Like right now, by you being you, you are allowing our listeners to feel inspired to be themselves. And just like how you were saying with the training, by you going there, maybe you listen to that one piece of thing that changes your life, and maybe you hear that thing, and then you go tell someone else, and that changes their entire life completely. And it's a chain effect, and it was because you were willing to co-create and contribute by giving your time and staying in that space of receiving mode, and then literally being yourself, telling other people what impacted you, giving other people insights. Because one of the most profound things that I've learned is that you don't have to learn a lesson yourself directly. You can hear someone else already go through that lesson and just take their advice for it, and boom, bada bing, you learn that lesson by default. And if you really take them seriously, it's even more powerful. So that's awesome.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is when you said you don't have to learn a lesson by yourself, it's so true, but I'm the kind of guy that's so stubborn that like, I will not, like, I have to go experience it for myself. I have to go through that pain myself. Like, it's kind of like egotistical, but like, I feel like part of my life journey is like, I have to go through pain and suffering. And maybe this is wrong, maybe it's true, but I feel like in order to give, to like find the way out of it so I can show other people the way out. Like, I feel like that's kind of my purpose. Like, hey, here's all these struggles. Here's like, you know, like these addictions and stuff like that. And it's not like life hates you. It's like, hey, like we know you're strong enough to handle this. We know you're strong enough to get out of it. Now inspire other people to do it as well. So, I mean, that's kind of like, it's a weird like realization I had the other day. And I was like, is that true? And like part of me like deep down was like, maybe that's like one of my purposes in life is to go do that. Maybe it's not, but for the moment, that's where my mind's at. You know, another thing that's really funny is I heard you say co-create and Vertex. I'm guessing you've been heavily reading the Abraham Hicks books lately. Nailed it on the head.
Man, I gotta be honest. I'm mostly interested in how the structure of reality works. So I fucking love channelers, dude. I love channelers. They are amazing. I like when someone can tell me, hey, here's some information that came not from this planet. Here you go. It's lovely. Abraham Hicks.
And it's not like foo-foo-y though, man. Like, I was skeptical of this shit maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but it's the information itself is valid. You know what I mean? Sorry to interrupt, but yeah. I just want to touch on that. Everybody listening, like, I know it might sound woo-woo-y, but if the information improves your life, who the fuck cares where it comes from, right?
That's what I was going to say to you. A lot of people read that and they're like, it's like you can take something from that book. There's a lot of like positive things that you can learn from that book. Like, you know, like, going down the river, like that thing like changed my entire life of learning like, hey, stop following the negative thought and going in the opposite direction of what feels good. Like, why are you purposely making life harder? Find one thought that feels good. Find one small thing and think about it and then let that build. And like, and that reminds me of Jim Rohn. Like, you know who that is? Sir. I'm guessing you guys do. That guy, like, I listened to his audio tape like probably 100 times in the season. Like, that guy changed my entire perspective on life. And that's what, like, you know, Dante, that little blog thing, that's what he's saying. It's like, you know, you tell one person about one book and 5 years from now, you have no idea. That guy could be like, hey, like, you know, that one book you recommended me changed my entire life. I mean, think about, like, you guys. Like, there's probably one moment where, like, your entire life changed just because of one thought, because of one book, because of one new habit that you took. Mm-hmm. Right?
Last night, dude.
Dude, 100, man. Like we're saying about perspectives, like, That's why we want to get more guests on. Like, it's cool co-creating, like Daryl and I, it's fucking amazing for sure. But if we can bring more perspectives in from people who are living empowered lives or happy, like, you probably have something, not probably, I know for fucking sure, you have something that you said in this podcast, or will say before the end of it, that someone's going to hear that they wouldn't have normally gotten from us. It's going to change their fucking life, bro. And they're going to follow you and be like a diehard fanatical fan because you fucking helped them and changed them in a drastic way.
I mean, if they want to follow me, let everyone know I'm always a friend. You can message me, talk to me. I'm one of those guys that's easily accessible and make myself accessible. I think that's a lot of people don't do that. It's like, make yourself accessible to people. Put your number online. Like, who cares if people have your number? Like, you're going to find your number regardless, right? It's 2019.
yo, plug it, bro. Give the people your channel name and where they can find you.
I mean, they can find me on Esoteric Coaching on YouTube, my IG. They can find that on YouTube as well. I mean, you can search Esoteric Coaching on Google. I have a blog too. I haven't really posted on there, but there's lots of blogs on there for you to read. But, you know, I think that's really important, you know. And I want to go back to, like, the Jim Rohn thing, because if people don't know about him, they should, because he was Tony Robbins' mentor. He was Daryl Hardy's mentor. And, like, those two guys alone, like, they changed my life as well. And, like, that guy is like the king of seminars. He was like the guy who started like that whole seminar thing. He has a lot of great content. Like, and he's, I mean, he's dead, RIP, but like, that's what's crazy about life. He's like, you could die and impact millions of people after your death. Probably more than when you're alive. So that's why it's important to do all the best work now, because it's not about here. It's about later on, where people can learn from you. Like, if that guy didn't do that, my life wouldn't be what it is right now. So I'm super grateful for him, even though I never got to meet him and he wasn't even alive when I heard about him. I'm still super grateful for his existence, for his soul being in here. You know what I mean?
Very true, man. I feel the same way about, like, back in my early days, I started out network marketing, and Brian Tracy, oh my God.
Oh, I love Brian Tracy. Oof,
like, he, to talk about a manifester, how much content does he produce a year, dude?
He's written so many books. I mean, a lot of his books are kind of similar, but it, like, that's why, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I think it comes back to that point we're saying, you only need to get one thing from one book. Like, I don't read a book to try to get millions of ideas. I'll read a book for, like, one or two key pieces of information that are going to change the way I think. Because not everything's relatable to you at that time. So that's why it's important to go back, and if you read a book before, read it again a year from now. Read it again 2 years from now. Like, you're going to pick something new up. When I listened to that audio tape 100 times, like, every single time I heard something new that I didn't hear before. Because then every single time I was in a different energetic state. I was in a different place in my life. You know what I mean? So you got to go back.
100. And
That's a powerful thing to know. One thing we talk about is your energetic states, like, you attract what you are. It's almost like, you want to think of it in terms of video game. Whatever energetic state you're at, you just unlock the information and knowledge and like habits, mentality, people, places of that energetic state. So if you're depressed all the time, bro, you're not going to go to the fucking gym, you know, 4 days a week and build your business and this and that. You're going to be fucking depressed and just lay in bed and want to just sit around and complain. You're going to attract more of what you are, right? The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. So very valid. That's fucking huge. There's books where I thought, this is dumb, this is stupid, didn't get it, fucking just read, you know, half of it, hated it, threw it away, came back to it 2 years later, fucking life changing. Because the energetic state you're in, you're only able to perceive information from that state. So, like, your main focus shouldn't be to read books. It should be, how am I feeling about this thing? What's the place it's coming from? And then how can I quickly shift to making that feel good and like following my excitement, following my inspiration? So that's a fucking huge thing to know, man. Solid. Yo, there's, you guys die off. What happened? Was it too fire for you? I think you're
wait, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
There we go. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. My bad. All I was saying is,
it was like a graveyard for a minute there.
I died and came back to life. I'm here, guys. No, but I was saying, like, I think a lot of people have that wrong, where they think they have to read books, so they have to do this and they have to do that. And I think, man, like, that's not true. Like, if you learn better from videos, go watch millions of videos. If you learn better from audio tapes, like, don't. I think a lot of people, like, they listen to a guru or, like, even us say something and they take it as fact. Like, they take it as a fact. Like, because they said it or because it's written a book, that's how it needs to be. And it's like, that's not true. Like, those guys are just like us. They might be a little bit smarter than us. They might have to take a little bit more energy to make this. But not everything they say is permanent. Like, it's malleable. Like, nothing in life stays the same. The only constant is change, right?
Boom.
So I think a lot, and like Darren Hardy talks about these, like, you know, you want to make your point across, write in a book. Because when people read books, they just take it as a fact. They don't question it. They don't, like, you know, they just go, oh, I read in a book, that must be true. And that's when you're blindly following people. You need to, like, think about it, like, question everything. Like, that's where the question everything comes in. You go, all right, like, just because Brian Tracy's successful and this has worked for him doesn't necessarily mean that this is what's going to work for me. And a lot of people get that confused, I think. Like, they think they have to take a, like, well-trodden path and what's working. And you should. Like, it'll help you find other paths to go down, but that's not the only way to go.
Yes, sir. And
100.
And, I mean, that's what the whole awakening thing is, right? It's like, I have to question everything to really wake up. If I'm taking everything at face value, then, you know, fluoride stare.
You know, what's a book that changed your guys' life? Like, one book, if you could recommend, like, you know, that's really hard to do. If someone asked me that, I'd probably take an hour to think about it. But, like, you know, one book that really impacted your life. Let's just say it like that.
Dude, like, it's kind of like going back to what we were talking about, right? I love what you said, that don't take things that these gurus or coaches or instructors or even us say. It's not so much that you follow it verbatim, right? It's more like you take the energy behind it, you let it land, and then kind of let it mold you, right? The example I give is if you have a cup of water and then you put a drop of food coloring in there, right? Maybe it's like a drop of blue food coloring. And then Kayvon says something and that's a drop of like purple food coloring. It kind of meshes together. So this final product is the culmination of everything you're learning on a daily basis. So it's not so much as you just follow this. And if you don't, just fucking, you're fucked and everything's going to fall apart. It's more like just let it guide you. It's the next thing you needed at that right moment. So the one that influenced me the most and got me comfortable with talking in terms of energy and seeing things in terms of energy, which what this all is The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. That one was fucking phenomenal for me. What about you, Daryl?
Well, mine's easy, man. The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles.
I love that book. Yes, sir. I love that book.
Yes, sir. Yo, that book changed the game, bro. That book was like, okay. It like, oh man, it connected all the dots. And it made me question everything from that book. I know he warns you in the beginning. He's like, look, you don't have to go to metaphysical stuff. And I completely fucking ignored that shit. I was like, I want to learn the metaphysical stuff. Like, what's he talking about? What's the facts? But you don't even have to. Like, you read that book and you just trust him. And you trust the knowledge that he's acquired through. And he lists all the authors in which he got this knowledge from. It's like, boom, bada bing. Like, there is an invisible substance from which all things come from. Come on, son.
That book's like 100 years old now too, which is crazy. It's like these thoughts that we have, we think they're new, but they're not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people figure this out. So like, you know what I mean? Like, people already knew food was like medicine. People are like acting like it's a breakthrough that we realize we can heal ourselves with food. It's like, what are you talking about? It's been like 1,000 years. Like, we know that. But I think a really good book on like learning, like, especially like if you're really interested in the metaphysical, I think one of the best books on learning how the subconscious works and how, like, you know, all that things is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. Have you guys read that book?
Aaron Dowdy, man. I don't know if you're familiar with that guy. He recommends that one all the fucking time. I got to read it.
I've read four books on subconscious. I've read like tons of books on subconscious and metaphysics. This is probably the best, like, as in like the way he teaches you is like he really breaks it down in a way that you can understand. It's no longer esoteric. It's more of like you can comprehend it. There's science behind it. He explains why things work this way. And there's a whole meditation thing you could do after that where you can learn how to like get into your subconscious and unlearn negative emotions. And you don't have to really go through that if you don't want to. But I think that just the first half of the book alone, if you're into that kind of stuff, will be like huge for you.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Fucking phenomenal. Dude, I have a question for you, man. What's your long-term plans? Like, what are you trying to accomplish with your brand, with YouTube, with the content, esoteric coaching? Like, what's like your legacy?
Man, you know, like I used to like pay attention so much to that stuff and like try to like make things like that, but now it's like, hey, I just want to keep making videos. I just want to keep seeing what happens, because like I didn't know, like, you know what I mean, like, here, like, for instance, dude, I didn't know that my most popular video was going to be me talking about quitting weed for 30 days laying down on my patio shooting for 5-6 minutes. Like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna talk to the camera, I'm edit it, post it. 6 months later, it's like my most popular video, and like people shit talking me, people help, like asking, like thank you, and it's like it's crazy how you don't know where like life's gonna take you, right? So like I feel like for me, it's just like I'm gonna keep producing content, and I feel like my content's gonna let me know where I should go. I'm gonna keep doing what feels good, and I'm not gonna like try to niche myself. You're like, dude, you should just only talk about NoFap, or you should only talk about your hair. You should. I'm like, fuck that. Like, I'm gonna talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about any fucking time I want. And like, I'll swear on my channel. I hope that's okay on your guys' podcast, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah,
100%.
Yeah, but like, I just don't think, like, I feel like you should have a goal. Like, you know, like I want my channel to grow. I want to be able to travel the world. Like, those are things I want to do, but I don't care how it happens. Like, I don't. You know what I mean? I don't care what videos take me there. I just want to be able to go do that. So for me, my goal is to be an independent person that doesn't need to rely on any boss. I don't want to have to go to a 9-to-5. So for me, what I found was YouTube was something I could do to take me there. Coaching was something I could do to take me there. You know, maybe insurance is going to be one of those things. Maybe it's not. Like, you know, I've definitely taken a lot of jobs that I thought in the moment were like my life purpose. And a year later, I go, fuck that. That's not what I want to do for the rest of my life. But it's good, because I think a lot of people don't realize like that's a good thing. When you go and try those things and you can check it off, it's like, okay, that's not it. You have less choices, right? And the more, you know how they say paralysis by analysis? When you have too many choices, you get paralyzed. You're like, fuck, what do I do? What do I do? Just to go do one. And then you can cross it off. Like, that's not it. That's not it. And maybe it'll take you 10, 15 years to find it. I don't give a fuck. Like, there's plenty of people that found their passion at 44, 50. Like, Adidas wasn't made till the guy was 48. Like, that tripped me out. I was like, what the fuck? That guy created, like, a global brand at 48? Like, mm-hmm. I'm already scared that I'm about to be 30 next year. And, like, this guy, like, created a global brand at 48. That's insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess I didn't answer it at all. But my
no, it was powerful, bro. It was powerful. Yeah. That's a good point. Like Gary Vee says, speed over everything. Like, oh, I don't, like, I'm so good at all these things. Like, I don't know what to do. It's like, just pick one and, like, you'll learn from it and it'll get you to the next thing. Like, stop fucking over analyzing it and just double down on, man. Like, I fucking started a podcast. Like, that wasn't the thing. Right, I fucking went interned, worked for a dating company for a couple of years. That wasn't the thing. Worked data entry, fucking 10 to 12 hour days for fucking months. That wasn't the thing. Like, I just kept trying shit. If I would have known, like, focusing on how you're feeling about the thing, that would have probably helped a lot. But hey, it led me here. Now I have a deeper understanding for it. I have a deeper appreciation for it. So everything happens for a reason, bro. I have a question for you. So if someone's coming on in this podcast, they're listening. And they're just in a very, very negative, disempowered state, depressed. Like, it's like fucking just red alert. What would you, if you could stand in front of that person, be with that person, what would you tell them? What would you give them to shift them out of that and immediately get them in a proactive state of empowerment, and feeling good and moving their life in the right direction?
All right. So the first thing I would do is let them know that I go through these things too. I'm not perfect. I've had depression my entire life since a kid. I've just learned how to deal with it better. It's like, you know what they say, you don't get, it doesn't get easier. You get better at it. Like, a lot of people.
What the fuck? Oh no. Come on, come back. What the hell? Dude, what happened? What? Let's see if he can come back on, though.
No, he just saw the message I sent him, so he should be coming back on.
Oh man, I wonder if he was still talking, dude.
I hope not.
Damn, bro! I don't even know. I was talking like days.
No, that's what we're afraid of. Damn, we're just talking about that.
No, dude.
Look. So where was the last thing you guys heard?
Oh man.
You're like, all right, first of all, I tell them that, you know, I go through this too, and it's... Are you recording now, Daryl, by the way?
Yeah, I never stop recording. I'm still...
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you're just saying...
Fuck! Like, that's okay. I guess I have to learn how to say it a different way.
Leave that all in, unedited.
I have to learn how to say it a different way, so that's all right. You know, I was trying to say there's no individual, like, there's no, like, one approach for all. Like, you can't just be like, here's a fix, and it'll work for everybody. Like, yeah, cold showers will work for you because it'll change you. You can't be in a cold shower and think about depression, anxiety. Like, your nads are freezing. The only thing you think about is that you're shaking and you're trying to warm up. So that's one thing that can get you out of your mindset really quick, is putting yourself in a physical element that's not comfortable, because you can't think about, you know, that your homework's not done or that your job's there when you're fucking negative degree weather outside. And if you watch Wim Hof, he talks about that, how he got over the death of his wife, suicide, by going outside of the cold, which I thought was very powerful. Another thing is screaming. You know, screaming, which just sounds insane, but sometimes in the morning when I'm not feeling good, like before this call, I had a little bit of frustration. I was dealing with a lot of stress. So what I did is I meditate for 10 minutes. The minute I got done with that, I got up and I started screaming on the top of my lungs like a wolf, like, whoa! Like, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'll scream like, I feel bad for my neighbors. So sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I'll just scream as loud as I can. So they probably think I'm dying every day, but that's okay. I think that really helps you get out of your state, because, like, you just feel good. Endorphins get released, dopamine get released, you feel alive. Get animalistic in a way, like, go get physical. And I don't mean like violent, like, go outside nature, get moving. You can't really think about your problems when you're focused on your breath and you're focused on the fact that you're sweating balls and stuff like that. So those are some things that can help. I also said that if you're there and you're someone, try to do some Keno, like, touch them, try to hug them. Like, if you're like me, I'm going to push you away, because, like, I'm like a Scorpio moon. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, I'm just like, get away from you. But I appreciate the gesture. If you don't realize, I might, like, push you away, but, like, inside my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of glad that someone is willing to do that for me. So not everyone's going to respond the way you want to. Small gestures make a big difference in people's lives. Like, you know, just like, Princess, just going by someone. I remember I read a story that you said you went up to a girl and you're like, you know, you're fucking awesome. Like, that probably would change your entire day. Just that small word. So small things like that, man, can make a big difference. Because if someone can find 1 or 2 minutes of happiness in a very deep state of depression, it helps them hold on and give them hope to keep going. You know, it changes their entire life. Like, 2-5 minutes of happiness when you're going through 6 hours of depression, like, that's a huge relief. And that 5 minutes can change their entire life.
Dude, that's super powerful, man. I fucking love that. I take cold showers on the daily. I think shifting your state drastically, whether it be exercise, screaming, or jumping in an ice cold fucking shower, it's very, very powerful. Tony Robbins speaks on that a lot. Everybody listening, if you live with like family members, one thing I like to do is in the morning when I wake up, I hate that society, if you go out in public and with your friends or even, you know, family members, if you've lived in a very negative household, you walk around and nobody's talking to each other. Their heads are down. Even though your family, like there's blood, the same blood in your fucking body. They go out in public and, you know, nobody's talking to each other. It's like hostility. I like to just say like, hey, you know, you immediately go up to them like, how are you doing? Like, good morning. How are you? Like giving them positive energy. And it opens them up. It frees them up. Every fucking morning. Like, how are you doing? Are you okay? Like, what's going on? What are you excited about today? What do you want to accomplish? You know, what's on the menu, right? And you're unlocking, you're loosening that fucking energetic, you know, rust or whatever, like from your body. And you're getting yourself loosened, and you're putting yourself in an empowered state of sharing, giving, like not wanting to take anything, just sharing good vibes, sharing good energy. And that, I know, you might be listening to this and be like, ah, it sounds so dippy, fucking dippy, but no, it's, you're building positive momentum through your day. If you begin your day like that, man, you're sharing, you're open, you're taking action, you're in a positive state. And from that place, it's easier to take action, and it's sustainable. It's hard when you're like, oh, I got to pay my bills, I got to work this job, it's fuck, I'm miserable. Then you come home and you're like, oh, I'm so stressed out, you got to drink. Fuck, we'll work 9-10 hours a day, and then we can't even go to sleep.
We can't.
It's like, we have to keep working. We have to keep posting.
Yeah, tweeting, we can't work.
Engaging with people.
Like, Dante, stream. Hold up, Dante. Like,
go ahead,
dude,
bro.
Like, dude, like, literally, we wake up in the morning, the first thing we do is make a live stream. We post on Instagram, make some Snapchats. We go on IGTV, go on Facebook, do 2 or 3 lives, go on whatever, go on Twitter, type 20 fucking tweets, edit 5 podcasts, make 2 episodes.
And we're not saying it's a brag, we're saying it like it's the place it's coming from. It's the energy that
it's super exciting.
Your state of being. If you're feeling good, that shit just makes sense. Like it just makes, like, I don't know why I wouldn't do that. It just makes sense to me to do that. If that makes sense.
You guys have crazy work ethic. Like that's something that inspires me about you. Like I feel like you're always working, and like for you, like I feel like even though the results maybe not be coming as fast as you want, like I know that if you keep this up, bro, it'll happen. Like there's no way you could put this massive amount of work in and not get something in return.
Dude, and ditto, bro. Like you had 2.5 fucking thousand subscribers, man. That's a big fucking deal.
It is, but for me, I feel like I haven't been working hard enough.
That's how I feel, low key.
That's 2.5 fucking hundred people that are looking at your content, engaging with you. They saw your videos and they're like, wow, that's helpful. I'm gonna subscribe to this. That's a big fucking deal, dude. So props.
Yeah, and you know, it comes back to that manifestation. We'll bring that back because I can circle this around back to manifestation, because it wasn't until I let go of like that, like I want 1,000, like I wanted it so bad for so long and nothing was happening. And I remember in the summer, I slowed down on everything. I stopped making as many videos. I stopped checking my YouTube page for a little while. Like, you know, I wouldn't say I was unmotivated. I was just living life, right? Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, my channel just started like picking up speed. And like, I didn't even care. I was like, oh, cool. Like 100 subscribers. Like, I just didn't even like, I was like, all right, thanks. That's awesome. I was grateful, but I wasn't like concentrating on it, right? And I feel like from that place, my channel found like growth. And it was because I allowed life to manifest it and I wasn't getting in its way. I think a lot of times we get in the way of manifestation by going back, going, hey, I want this again. Hey, just to let you know, I still want this. And it's like, you don't need to remind the universe 20 times that you want something. Once you tell it once and you keep it in your heart and your subconscious, it'll manifest. But if every day you're questioning it by like going, I want this goal. Like, are you doing it? Are you doing it? Like, of course it's not going to do it for you. You're doubting it. It doesn't want to fucking give it to you. Like, it's not going to give it to unbelievers. Like, it'll bring you like doubt. It'll bring you that, because that's what you're concentrating on. You're concentrating on that lack, right? Like, I don't have this yet. Can you give it to me? I don't have this yet. You don't give it to me. I don't see it in my life yet. Like, are you going to give it to me? It's like, you get what I'm saying? The feeling that you're manifesting that point isn't like that it's going to happen. It's like this doubt. There's like a feeling of like lack. And I feel like a lot of my problems come from a feeling of scarcity, of lack. And it's not about money, but it's like a lack of like followers or a lack of attention, like, you know, a lack of anything. And like, it's crazy because one negative feeling affects all the other ones. So if you can find the root cause, right? Like for me, a sense of lack leads to depression. It leads to anxiety. It leads to anger. It leads to a lot of different things. And I had to find that one thing that it all stems from. So if I'm able to alleviate that feeling of lack, all of those other things are going to improve as well.
And to improve upon that, and that's amazing what you said. Like the main thing that I figured out and is just act as if. It's the most powerful transition phrase ever. act as if. And then someone's thinking, act as if what? Well, act as if you had it. Act as if you're in it. Act as if you got it. And really act as if, because that's a game changer right there. Like, why are people waiting for a circumstance when their feelings are free? They're called frequencies for a reason. You can access them right now.
I like that. Thank you. Free frequencies. Ooh, mm-hmm. I like that a lot. That actually brings you to another point that I heard this guy say this, and I've actually been telling myself this too. It's like, you know, I already have $100,000. I'm just waiting for my bank to catch up. I already have 1 million subscribers. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for everyone to like click that button. Like, it's already happening. I'm just waiting for it to like to show up. Like, it's already there. And just because it's not physically here in my reality, it doesn't mean it hasn't happened yet. I'm just waiting for everyone else to catch up with my thoughts. I thought like that, like the way that process, like, I think that's very powerful. Cause like, you're expecting it. You're no longer in this like state of like, will it happen? It's like, no, I'm expecting it. It'll happen. Like, that's where I'm at with my YouTube channel. I go, oh, it's 5,000. I'm gonna like think about it like it's hard. I'm like, oh, it'll happen. I don't know how it's gonna happen, but I'll get there. Like, you know, I don't have to like try to force anything to happen. I'm just gonna keep doing what I'm doing and it'll lead there. And I feel like that feeling of expectation really brings what you want into your life. But if you expect girls to respond nicely to you and expect people to like you, people will like you because you give out that vibe, you know?
Dude, and what's the alternative? Like, you're just gonna, like, really, you're gonna dwell on, I don't have this, and fuck, this isn't working as well, this doesn't fit, like, it's all negative, and it doesn't help you at all. None of thinking that will not result in better action or more action. It will just result in less action and feeling like shit. So be aware of that, right? That those thoughts aren't you. That's a state, right? We have access to these various states, but that's not us. We're infinite source energy, higher consciousness, whatever terminology resonates with you. So these are just things that we... Yeah, like it's fun to experience, right? It's fun to check these different states out to get context, energetic context for them. But we don't want to exist in like those negative states. We want to like maybe visit them here and there throughout our lives to get, you know, adjust for like how they feel and the damage they can cause, understanding for them, right? But you want to exist in feeling good, following your excitement, following your inspiration, because that will lead to building the life you want, attracting the life you want.
I mean, Daryl probably understands too. Like, you didn't come in this existence just to feel good, first of all. You came for the duality of life. You came for the good and bad, right? You didn't come here just to feel good. So, like, you got to get to that feel good spot as often as you can. But when you're in that, like, not feeling good spot, stop trying to avoid it. Stop trying to run away from it. I think that's what people do. I'm going to find positivity and, hey, like, run away from my negative emotions. Like, no. Accept that you're feeling that way. Find the lesson. Be in that area because life is giving you that for a reason. You're not, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not supposed to come in this life and just feel good all the time. There's a reason why your soul wanted to come to a place where there's chaos and violence and all these things. It wanted to learn from it. You know what I mean? It wanted to, like, gain something from that. Which is, like, you know, like, maybe, like, it's not true, maybe it's true. But I believe that there's a reason why you go through pain and suffering sometimes. Sometimes it's self-induced. That's where it's a problem. When you're doing it to yourself all the time, that's when you need to get the fuck out of that state. But you can't run away from every negative experience and think that life is just like trying to hurt you. It's like, no, man, like, that's giving it to you. It's a gift. You're just not seeing the opportunity in it.
Dude, I love that. Like, I was about to clap, but my microphone was start peeking. dude, what? Oh my gosh. Like, Alan Watts puts this perfectly. For a person to ignore their true feelings is to ignore who they really are. Because at some times, you will feel sad. You will feel angry. And for you to invalidate that, like for example, in my life, I know when I started listening to Abraham Hicks and she started mentioning how feeling good was so important, I used to feel guilty when I wasn't feeling good. I was like, damn, I'm not in the flow right now. Things aren't manifesting. I'm fucking up. And I used to, like, because I had the higher awareness that feeling good is important, if I didn't feel good, I would feel guilty. Now I understand every emotion is valid. We didn't come on this plane of existence to just have a good time only. We came to this plane of existence to have a variety of amazing emotions, which includes some things that you don't even want to talk about. Like, it's amazing that this is literally a sandbox. We're playing in the sandbox. You have sadness in one hand, depression in one hand. You have happiness over here, peace over there, and you get to interact with all of them. Of course, the majority of the time, you want to be peaceful and happy, of course, because that's nice. But if you're not, don't invalidate that. Don't be like, oh my gosh, I'm fucking up. Nah, it's okay. It's okay, dude. It's all right.
I mean, go ahead.
If not for contrast, you know? Like, just expand on what you guys... saying. All that shit's awesome. But like the contrast, the ups and downs, you can't experience or appreciate and fucking really be in the highs if you haven't experienced the lows.
I mean, where you're at right now, right? Like, you guys are making podcasts. This came from a space where at one point you didn't feel good and you're like, fuck this. I want to feel good. I need to find a way out. And then your work ethic probably improved drastically. You found a book, it changed your life. But if you think about it, it all stemmed from first visiting a place that you didn't want to be. And I think that's what I love about the Abraham Hicks book. It's like, by seeing what you don't want in life, it lets you know what desires you do want in life. So like, you need to have those experiences so you can figure out what you don't want. And then leave that place and focus on what you do want. Like, that's why it's there. Like, you, like, when you get rejected by a girl, it's not because, it's because you realize, like, hey, I don't want that anymore. I want this. So if you keep focusing on that rejection, you're going to go into this negative state. But if you go, hey, that's what I don't want. This is what I want. How do I get it? Now you're moving up, like, down the street in Abraham Hicks terms. That makes sense.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything you say makes sense, brother. On this fire podcast.
I think that's huge. I think a lot of people don't realize that. Like, you know, like, it's okay to, like, experience things you don't want in life. Just don't focus on it after you, like, you know, find out what you didn't like about it. Find out what you'd rather have differently. And then figure out how to get it and go the fuck after it.
You know, that's what it is, though. Like, why are we making it so difficult? Like, let's just figure out what we want and let's run toward it.
I remember a long time ago, like, with me and Dante, like, this came to me. He's like, you know, why do people not get what they want out of life? And I was like, I remember saying this, this stuck with me. And I didn't even know where I came from. I just remember saying it, and it stuck with me. It's like, you know, a lot of people like the feeling of when words come out their mouth. Like, it feels good to say what they want to do. It feels good to talk about that. But that's why I'm saying feeling good is not enough. Like, because then they get complacent. Then they go, oh, you know what? I already felt good from just saying it. I don't need to do anything anymore. Like, I don't need to go after anymore. Like, just telling someone about it made me feel like I accomplished it, right? So I think that's where action becomes really important. Like, you have to take some sort of action. You have to hit the skillet where the iron's hot. Like, you can't wait till it cools down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, once you have that desire, you have to take action on that desire immediately. Because that's what life wants you to do. Like, once you have a desire, like, go the fuck after it. What are you waiting a year for? What are you waiting 3 years for? Like, you're not going to have that same passion anymore.
Yes, procrastination is what they would call, like, low vibration energy, right? Inspiration, that's, to me, that's...
Thunderbolt.
That's like enlightenment, right? I think enlightenment is this realization of what you are, which is, you know, infinite consciousness. And then following that, which is excitement, which is your inspiration. So when you get this feeling to do something and it feels good, right? That doesn't, feeling good doesn't mean like there's not going to be any quote unquote work. There's going to be action involved, but that action is going to feel great, right? This is the one thing for fucking years, I was just like really perplexed by work ethic. I'm like, so wait a minute. You're telling me that like no matter what I do, I'm going to have to do a whole bunch of fucking work and I'm going to fucking hate it. And I was asking my family members, friends, fucking teachers. I'm like, how do you define, like, what's this work ethic thing? Because it sounds like it sucks and I don't want to do it. Right? And I'm like, am I lazy? Like, I'm worthless. I must be a piece of shit, man. I just don't want to work. What the fuck's wrong with me? But no, it's the place it's coming from, right? I'm fucking live streaming, right? This morning, I woke up, took a cold shower, live streamed for almost 20 minutes. That came from a place of inspiration. It was work. I talked content, right? I was taking my time and energy, but it felt great doing it. And the action will feel great when you're doing it. So what the fuck, procrastination, right? When you get that feeling to be inspired to go do something, ride that feeling, because not doing it, saying like, oh no, you know, I'm gonna do this instead or what, like, just the quality of that, right? Follow your inspiration. Oh my god, this is exciting, what the fuck? Or procrastinate, no, I'll do it tomorrow. Like, just the energy behind that, it's fucking, it's negative and it's gonna hold you down. So yeah, if you decide not to follow that amazing gift that the universe is fucking throwing at your face, then you're going to suffer the consequences, because instead of following that and going into high vibration, you're staying in negativity and you're going to attract more of that, because we're always, in every single moment, we're attracting what we are, right? Right now, we're co-creating something fucking amazing. We're going to attract more
amazing
people.
Amazing.
It's going to expand everything. It's going to help Kayvon. It's going to help Daryl. It's going to help us, like, everybody. And it's going to help
simply
you guys listening,
amazing,
because the information, right? We're co-creating. It's amazing. We're following your inspiration. But if we're just, it's like, amazing, nah, bro, you know what? Let's reschedule for like 2 weeks from now. Yeah, fucking done.
That's hilarious. You guys read Think and Grow Rich, right?
Yes. Yes.
There's a part of that book that's always been like really, like really interesting to me, where they talk about how like you don't even need to speak to co-create. If you put three people in a room, you have them turn off the lights, and you just have them close their eyes and like try to come up with a solution. What they did is like after like 30 minutes, they turn on the lights, they wrote down all their ideas down, they compared, and without even speaking a word, all their notes were similar. They all had similar ideas, and like that's what people don't realize. You're always co-creating when you're around certain people. So that's why it's very important to control your environment. You can't always do it, but if you can control who you're around and who you're being with, you don't understand how powerful just their thoughts that you came in here are affecting you. When they're having negative thoughts and you allow yourself to lower down to their vibration, like it's gonna affect every part of your being. I mean, you guys have heard about ice, right? How like you can get a cup of water and freeze it, and you can say, I love you to it. I love you to it. And it turns to a perfectly symmetrical thing, like just like how life's supposed to be. Well, then you take another cup of water and you say, I fucking hate you. You're ugly. You suck. Like you're everything that I don't want to be. And that water will be cracked and like it's deformed and it doesn't look good. And like that's how life is. Like you need to be around positive energy. Like I think that's one of the most important things that people don't realize is like take yourself out of negative toxic environments, no matter what the cost is, even if it costs family members. I know that sucks, but sometimes like your family members are your worst enemies because like you feel like obligated to be around them. You feel obligated to like give them a chance. And in a way you are, but sometimes the best thing you could do for them is actually leave them, because it makes them realize there's something about them that needs to change in order to get you back. And I like, you know, like part of like, I had to go to my family. I was like, oh, listen, I love you guys, but like you guys are very toxic right now. So it's not that I'm never going to see you, but I need to remove myself from you guys for a couple months so I can work on me. So I can come back a better person and be better able to handle the situation. Because right now I'm not strong enough. And that's huge. You got to admit to yourself that at this point, I'm not strong enough to be able to handle this. And that's, you have to realize that you have weak points. You can't expect yourself to be this perfect being.
Dude, I love that, man. I love that meme too, bro. I fucking looked at maybe a day or two ago. It said, I'm not going to lower myself to people with lower frequencies anymore, you know, because I've learned from that. Like I've learned that lesson again and again and again. Instead, I'm gonna wait for them to rise up to meet my frequency, right? It's so powerful. We like to think, and I think it's the ego, right? It's like we like to think like, oh no, you know, I'm enlightened or I know all this stuff. Like I'm fine. Like no, if you spend time, if you go fucking hang out with crackheads for 8 hours a day for a week straight, I promise you, probably good fucking 80-90% chance you're smoking crack somewhere in those fucking hours in that week. Right? Because we're energy, right? And we're constantly, like the food coloring analogy, we're constantly in our environment, the people, the habits we have, it's building negative momentum or positive momentum. And yeah, that day one of those first 8 hours, you might be strong. You're like, fuck you. I'm not smoking crack ever. Then the second day, you're like, you know what? No, I'm not smoking. And then third day, you're like, and then fourth day, you're smoking crack. That's how it starts. That's an extreme example, but that could be anything with like stubbing your toe. You're having a negative thought. I promise the crack talk ain't intentional. I didn't ever do crack.
Bro, we've been talking about crack for too many episodes.
That's the most intense like variation of the barbershop thing I've ever heard. You know, like you hang around a barber lobby, you get a haircut. You could have just said that, but he had to go with the crack.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Yo, dude, honestly, this is one of my favorite podcast episodes, and I'm not saying that because I'm in it. I'm saying that because literally I've learned so much just being here with you all. So, like, thank you all.
Yeah, dude. Back at you, man. Kayvon, dude, your energy is fucking epic, man. Like, you were awesome to talk to before, but I can tell, like, the areas you've deepened and just your vibe and energy, man. And fuck, it's cool, man. It's really cool seeing how far you've come. And I love the fact you agreed to this hop on. I'm fucking honored, bro. It's a privilege.
No, thank you guys for having me on. I love doing this kind of stuff. I love connecting with people. It's like what Daryl said earlier before we got on the podcast. Like, I'm here to flow and just enjoy and like connect and help people. And that's why I was like, bro, I get you. Like, I feel that. Like, it doesn't really have to, like, I don't have to do coaching. Like, just talking to people and getting to connect, I love that. Other days I don't, but right now I'm fucking loving it. So I'm going to enjoy it.
This is awesome, man. And Kayvon, tell the people your information again so they can follow you.
Right, you can find me.
And any parting words, by the way, man? Any parting thoughts?
Okay, yeah. So you can find me at esoteric-coaching.com. That's my website. You can search on YouTube, Esoteric Coaching. You'll find me there. That's probably the best place to connect with me. And parting thoughts, guys, is just probably like, you know what? Fuck what, like, I said this on my timeline. Fuck what anyone else says. Like, just do what makes you happy, bro. Like, if podcast makes you fucking happy, you don't make a single cent from it, just keep fucking doing it, because, like, that's what matters. Happiness is what you should chase after. Just don't hurt anyone in the process and you'll be good.
Man, you know what? I don't care if the mic peaks. That deserved a goddamn clap.
Yeah, and I just want to say again, thanks for having me on, guys. I'm really inspired by your work ethic. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, you know, you guys are killing it. Like, I mean, hearing about you guys going through all that in the morning, I'm like, fuck, I wake up and I just like write a couple of journals and I feel like I'm doing a lot, but you guys are doing a crazy amount of work. So it's cool to see. It's going to be really cool to see how far you guys go with this.
Hey, bro, likewise. And to expand on that, because I fucking love what you just said. It's not about like the comparing, right? Like, I'm not looking at Cave. Like, anytime I look at Kayvon, whether like I just added him or followed him on Twitter and then retweet some of the stuff he's been saying, but when I look at his shit, I'm not going like, oh, this motherfucker, like, no, not an ounce of that energy. I look at his shit and I'm like, how can I add value to this guy? Number two, how can I use what he's doing and be inspired by that to add my repertoire and help more people, right? That's the only place it's coming from. So bro, like, I don't give a fuck if you did one journal, that shit's epic, as long as it came from a good place, and likewise for myself. And thank you, dude. Thank you so much for coming on, sharing. Like, I'm gonna go listen to this episode after it's done fucking published, and I'm just super pumped. I can't wait for people to hear it. It's gonna be fucking epic, dude. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, guys, for having me on, man. I'll definitely be on here some other time, probably in the future, so I really appreciate you guys' time.
Absolutely, man. And to all our listeners, you can find this podcast on all major directories, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Player FM, and everywhere that you listen to podcasts. You listen to Access Your Consciousness with Dante and Daryl. Signing off. Have a good fucking day.
Take it easy.